This is John Batchelor. The news that the U.S. is planning to deploy theater weapons, tactical nuclear weapons, to the United Kingdom in the first time for 15 years. Gordon Chang and I moved to talk to our colleague Peter Husey, president of Geostrategic Analysis. He's a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. In other words, our nuke guy. Peter identifies in this excerpt from our longer conversation what it is that we're deploying. They're called B-61s. They're refurbished, says Peter, old gravity bombs to be delivered by aircraft, F-35s in this case. But it begins to look as if the U.S. doesn't have enough B-61s, hasn't updated. Well, anyway, listen to Peter Husey.
Well, we are. There's a term. It's called Service Life Extension Program, SLEP. And what it does, it takes warheads that are 10, 20, 30, or 40 years old and redo them so that it's like you take an old car out of the garage that hasn't worked in, you know, for a while, and you fix the carburetor and you fix this and fix that, and you go, here, it can run. That's what we've done with most, we're doing with most of our warheads, because we haven't built a new warhead in decades. So these are basically refurbished warheads, and to the extent that NNSA, the National Nuclear Security Administration, has all the warheads, and we are woefully behind not only doing service life extension on our stuff, but building the weapons we need. NNSA is doing an extraordinary job, given how much of a deficit they were in.
More of this later.